AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Welcome back. It's hour two of In This League right here on the Sports Grid. It is In This League. I am Chris Welsh. That is Scott Bogman. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for any consideration you have of stopping by and checking us out over at InThisLeague.com, because that takes you to our Patreon, where we literally have everything. Comedy secret shows, lists. We've got actually a video of our most recent podcast. That's a new edition, Uncensored Mock Draft. And, you know, we've been putting a lot of work in with the presumed baseball return, which, you know, if players don't get their money and can't spit their seeds, I don't know. And if, you know, teams don't get every single dollar back, will they want to, will they want to battle it out? But we have been battling it out with our mock drafts, and we've got four that are up right now on the In This League Fantasy Baseball podcast that people can listen to. And we built in all the stuff, you know, 82 games, universal DH. That's how we're drafting. So you guys can check out that, the results. And we've even got video over on Patreon. So come and support your boys, because why not?
So much fun.
Why not? Why would they not want to, Bogman? I just don't understand it.
I don't get it either.
Aren't we so great? Aren't we the best?
Yeah, I think we are.
Nah, we're not.
I think we're pretty damn good myself. So
we're all right.
Yeah. Come make it rain on our faces.
Yeah. So. You know, I got to tell you, careful about that.
Oh.
Very disappointed. We have gone 1 week, and you want to know what has not happened in 1 week?
No, I'm what?
A single Welshio or Boggio?
No. I, you know what? I keep forgetting to tell you, we got one.
We got one? Or, you're holding that money? One. Well, it's not a we, it's a you or me.
Yeah, but I keep forgetting to tell you. That's the thing.
So someone purchased for both of us?
Rob didn't. Fam, the very first Army member, has purchased a combined
what?
Welshio and Boggio. Actually, you know what?
What was the price on that?
Right now. So, you'll get half of it. I'm going to send you half this second. I just keep forgetting to bring it up.
Did you guys all hear that? This MF-er was about to pocket all that cash until I brought it up.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
What kind of business are you running? He sent money. The whole point of Welshios and Boggios are they get them quickly. You have taken this man's money, not given me my money, and we haven't given him his video. What is wrong with you?
He did say take your time. So,
so we have one.
We've kind of been on a schedule crunch last week too. So
yeah, well, you have.
There is your half, and we will have to make it when we're done here. I was also going to ask him if he wanted to wait until we see each other. That is half.
I don't see anything.
Pretty good.
So, I see nothing. So half of nothing so far is pretty. Here we go. It's coming in. Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, okay. That's a premium price that we just got paid on our So reminder, Welshio and Boggios are essentially our version of cameos. All you have to do is send $20 to @TheWelsh or @Bogman on Venmo. I keep saying Vimeo. Am I doing that again?
Yeah, Venmo.
Okay,
Venmo.
On Venmo, you send that with your request. It could be a video for your significant other. You could just want us to say something. You just give it just like Cameo, except there's no website and it's through Venmo, and that's it. And you send it to either one of us,
Or I guess, Rob, you can pay a premium price to get us together. So, what do we do? Do we go jump on like StreamYard and do a little video for him?
You know what? That's a fantastic idea. And I don't want to give away what he wants us to do, it is very funny.
Oh, really? So, okay. And this is just for him. This is his video that he personally purchased that he gets to do whatever he wants with.
It's an attack on another army member.
Oh, wow. I thought he was going to ask for you to do some like weird stuff, like with your feet or something.
With my feet?
I don't know.
Ugh.
I don't know. What
I guess
into.
Enjoy them now until the diabetes gets them, right?
So, I guess.
Yeah. I saw meme. The memes are incredible, by the way. Like, I've never been a big, like, into memes person, but they have been overwhelmingly fantastic during COVID-19. Like, if we're looking for a silver lining, it's that the memes have been great. I do like the My Plans in 2021 recently. Have you seen those?
Yes. Oh, dude, that's all there are anymore. It's like something, you know, early photo and then some wreck of a photo after. Or people have gotten creative with it.
I sent you one the other day and you gave me no response, so I'm assuming you hated it.
But
it was Carol Baskin's husband.
Oh, yeah.
And then it says My Plans and he's playing with a tiger, and then 2020 it's Carol Baskin.
So, did you hear that they are I don't know if they're reopening, Well, two handwriting experts, they commented on and they were like, it's clearly a forgery.
Right.
It's clearly a forgery.
And that was my hot take on, Tiger King was, the guy was kind of a bastard. Like, he was beating on her and stuff from what, you know, we were told. Maybe that's all not true, but he picked her up when she was like 16 years old off the side of the road. And he was like 35 or whatever. So the dude was a creep, right? So, you know, if she did something to protect herself, I get it. But then, you know, cutting his family out and his children out, that's not okay. So that was the thing, you know, that I didn't think was okay. But anyway, the memes have been fantastic. And I saw one that said, pro tip. And it was one of those, you know, you've seen those infomercials, right? Where it's like a thing that you can hang on the back of your closet door and you can put all your shoes in it.
Yeah.
You know, it says, hey, look, if you're diabetic and they have to cut your feet off, get rid of the shoes, put candy in those.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
That is pretty funny.
Are you planning? Yeah. Are you planning?
Well, I mean, I'm taking notes.
Okay.
For eventual, you know, things that are definitely going to happen for sure. So yeah,
it's
not the worst idea. You can put some baby Ruth's in there, something.
Oh,
you know.
Maybe. Oh, you know what? Okay. Dangerous to do this because I just want to take us on I want to focus on cameos. We're trying to build a side business here. And I don't want to go away from it, but
somebody wants to send us a, Welshio or Baggio eating a baby Ruth or something. Well,
I would be very happy to do Welshio's, breaking down candy bars. I'll do a versus candy bar series if you want, but
what if it's pickle chips?
Nope. Oh, no. That's a premium. That's a premium. You have
premium
to pay.
Premium Welshio.
That's a premium Welshio. That is not a $20 Welshio. But I think the most underrated candy bar on the planet, because you were talking about putting Baby Ruth. I don't particularly like Baby Ruth. Most underrated candy bar in the land, Fifth Avenue.
$100,000 to me. Those ones.
What are the $100,000 ones? Those nuts and caramel and like every other chocolate bar?
Well, it's like peanut butter. Honestly, it's like a big Reese's cup with nuts in it.
Mm.
That's what it tastes like to me.
So baseball players just grabbing them left and right. They're like, oh, there's nuts in here.
Gotta adjust this right here. Gotta adjust my $100,000.
Gotta move this. So. Okay, so $100,000, and I'm saying Fifth Avenue. I haven't seen a Fifth Avenue, and I don't know how long. That used to be my absolute go-to.
I don't even know if they make them anymore.
Fifth Avenue candy. Is that still a thing? I don't know. It's made by Hershey, by the way, which I did not know. Don't you have a friend that works at Hershey?
You want me to tell the rest? You know what? I don't. I don't have a friend that works at Hershey because I don't want to expose any more secrets on this show today. So I was just about to do one, and then I'm
what's a secret?
No better. Than
I want to hear
Welsh.
It. I want to hear it.
I will tell you on the break.
No, come on. This is no one's listening.
I'll tell you when we're done.
You're being ridiculous. No one's listening. No. What's the secret? Apparently. You can get, this is almost the price of a Welshio, you can get an 18-pack from Office Depot of Fifth Avenue. Why does Office Depot have Fifth Avenue bars? That seems like the last place on the planet.
They produced them. They sold them to Office Max or Office Depot or whatever it is.
There's no way that those are good.
You know those are from 1997.
There's no way that those are good. I'm going to go on Amazon real quick. Fifth Avenue. I haven't had one in just so long. So I don't even think they're available on here. Let's
well,
see.
I mean, how hard have you looked? Have you looked beyond the cashier register spot?
So look at this deal. Fifth Avenue candy bar box. Oh, but you get two boxes. $48 on Amazon.
Okay, that's that,
that seems
pretty.
Like a lot.
That did seems, you know I almost gave away the secret.
Why
again.
Are you not saying things?
Because it's weird. And
what is weird? I want to hear it. Come on.
You will. You
well,
will.
Just don't say it right, now. We got radio to do, Bogman. So tell
I
the
know
good
we
stories.
Got radio. I'm just not. I don't know if this is inside secrets or whatever. So I'm not going to say.
You're just being so ridiculous. But I think.
All right, fine. Here's what it is.
Oh, okay, great.
It's our chocolates made by a lot of them made by Hershey are have so little chocolate, or their formula to make the chocolate is so bad that other countries will not call it chocolate.
What do
so
they call
that's
it?
That's why you can't find, they call it chocolatine instead of chocolate, because it's not, other countries have better standards and weights for their chocolate. So it has to have X amount of cacao or cocoa or whatever it is in it
cacao.
To actually call it, chocolate. And the our stuff that we get that we eat is disgusting to people.
That's
overseas.
Probably that's like McDonald's. Like McDonald's, there's like not even milk.
Are they about to do Royale with cheese to me right
well,
now?
Well, no, I just say like just their ice cream is. I think it actually might be vegan because it's not even ice cream, and their burgers are made of. I mean, if the burgers made of like seaweed or some bullcrap,
I know that. I mean the stuff that they no the burgers aren't made out of seaweed. It's just. I think it's just Mexican beef is what they use. And I love that, too, by the way. Wendy's loves to say real North American beef.
I thought this was America. This is American beef.
North American beef. We all know it's coming from Mexico. So
yeah.
Whatever you
oh,
say.
Oh, yeah. Because they say North American. They don't say American.
North American yeah. beef. Yeah. And, you know, some Raphaels will look at that and be like, oh, look, it's American beef they're using. But the. I had lost my train of thought here. We were talking about the...
You're just saying Hershey doesn't have any actual chocolate in it. Countries hate it. And you just exposed a big secret of Hershey.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's a secret. I think if you go... That's why, you know, when we may or may not have had people send us Canadian candy through the mail.
Yeah.
And we're like, does this taste different? It tastes a little different, but I didn't find it, like, noticeable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like, okay, the chocolate tastes, I don't know, we like just... a little more rich. But
we just shovel
that,
things in our mouth, so it's not that
yeah.
big.
Oh yeah,
deal.
We are big fat disasters.
That's I'm gonna true. Look now because apparently it says like Walmart's and stuff have them, but a box of 18 Fifth Avenues is like $20. That is one Welshio that people could do. So I was just a little bit disappointed. We had this whole new business stream. It's gonna be great. People are gonna want videos from us, and everything will be better in life. And we didn't get one, but then you were just holding one back.
Yeah, yeah, I did forget.
Still only one though.
I mean, I got that on like Monday too. I just totally forgot.
Wow. So he said, take your time. But then he's just like, I know I said, take your time, guys. But
yeah, probably.
Where's my video? So it's okay. So that's
oh,
a unique.
I'm sorry. I thought I said have it by Friday.
Yeah. So. You got time to do podcasts, but you don't got time to do my Welshio cameo. ITLEO, I guess, is the combo one. So you guys can do it at the Welsh or at Bogman on Vimeo and get your personalized videos. Bogman will take his shirt off and rub his nipples
no,
or
I
do
won't.
Whatever.
I won't do any of that. So
would you cut off a little piece of hair and send it to someone?
No. You know what? I don't really have a problem with the cutting off the hair, but I don't want to go to the mail to send stuff.
Yeah,
so,
that's a good point.
No, thanks.
Yeah, I actually had to do that for the first time the other day, and it wasn't as bad as I thought, but like as soon as you get there, you're just like, oh. Like,
dude, did I tell you my luck? When I went to send the rings off the other day, I walked into the post office. There were two people, there were two like cashiers or whatever, and there was no one else in line. And they both had customers, but no one else in line. And so I went up, I sent my stuff off, and then when I was walking out, there was a line literally out the door. I just picked like the very perfect time to go in there.
It's a magic.
If I had showed up 15 minutes later, it would have taken me an hour to get.
Yeah, you're right about that. It's a magical thing that's been happening recently. That's happened to my wife, and that's happened to me in different instances where it's like, you know, you get to I've been to like a Walmart, and I'll walk in, and then I'll come out, and there's like a line of 50 people, and I'm like, holy crap, what's happening here? Or, you know, anything like that, like going into.
I've got pretty good parking luck too. Have you run into that?
I mean, it's just normal.
Just normal.
Yeah.
I drive over to Albertsons, and it's not a long drive for me.
You like
anyway.
To go later at night, though.
No, I'm talking about during the day. Oh. So because they close at 8 now.
Daywalker.
So, yeah. So I'm out there during the day, you know, soaking up those rays and everything. My body doesn't like it. I'm definitely a daywalker. But yeah, I've been, you know, pulling into parking lots and whipping right into, you know, that first spot right there. Next to the handicap spots has been open like the last 6 times I've gone to the grocery store. I don't know what it is. And the whole place is full. Everything else is full. And I get that like really close one. So good luck recently. Like that.
There you go. I really think people should be taking advantage, by the way, is I guess you'd have to approve it and maybe have to get a little more couple bucks on it, but they could have like personalized Carl's Jr. videos from you of like you eating Carl's Jr., right?
I'm so sick of Carl's Jr., dude. I'm
now?
So tired of it. Yeah, I really am.
You got back into it?
No, I didn't get back into it.
Oh, you're just like repercussions just, of...
Yeah, don't really want to go ever again. So it's one of those. I just like, I beat it to death doing the videos. So I'm sick and damn tired of it.
Pull that clip. You beat it to death doing the video. That took a second to register there.
I
Bogman.
Mean, that's for real. You know, it means multiple things. So
yeah, I think we should do a vote. We should have like a candy bar off 100 grand versus Fifth Avenue.
I don't know if that'll even be fair. I think 100 grand will crush Fifth Avenue.
Really?
I think you just like Fifth Avenue, and that's fine.
Wow, you really think so?
I do, yeah. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
I'm not
a big candy bar person. I don't have candy bars a lot.
I'm going to put a poll out right now. What is better? And I'm going to put, what is it? Fifth Avenue. And what is yours? 100 grand?
100 grand.
What is the because these are both kind of like underrated.
What is the better candy bar?
That's, yeah, what is the better
underrated candy bar?
Underrated candy bar. What is better? God, what is the better underrated candy bar?
Speak English.
Let's see. All right. I'm going to put this tweet out on the break, and then maybe last segment we can kind of come back to it. So, all right. We got to go to break, though, I believe. Or do we still have another minute?
We got another minute. What are you... 2 weeks in a row you've done
I know, I've done that. I've been trying to get out. Well, you know, a little shave here, a little shave there. You know what I'm saying? So, we talked about nothing this is the Seinfeld segment. We talked about nothing. We talked about why people aren't spending their hard-earned money that is being taken away from them on stupid, worthless videos with us. Very logical question. Yeah. We talked about underrated candy bars, and we now have a debate of Fifth Avenue versus 100 grand. I'm actually shocked that you think 100 grand walks away with it, but maybe Fifth Avenue is just a little too like underknown or unknown that you might be right.
I can't remember. I know Fifth Avenue is good. Okay. So here it is. Fifth Avenue is a candy bar. It is in 1936 consisting of peanut butter crunch layers in robed in chocolate. It is produced by the Hershey Company. Now let me look up 100 grand. Maybe we might have to do that after the break.
Okay. All right. Let's go to break then. When we come back, hey, more hard-hitting stuff right here. Fifth Avenue, 100 grand. Why did we lose our daily show? I just can't imagine. I don't understand it. All right. Bogman. Welsh. Is it the Welsh Bogman Sports? That's the Twitter. The poll won't be available when you're up, but you can go back and look at it. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life. So I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt boss.
In this league, we're back. Thank you guys for checking us out, whether on the radio or the podcast. It is Bogman. It is Welsh. That's us. You can find us on Twitter at Is It The Welsh at Bogman Sports. And you can check out our very, very, I don't know, long standing Patreon. I couldn't really think of the words, but we've been there a while, is all I'm saying. It's a
from Idiocracy. It's like how far are we away?
Yeah, all I'm saying is we have it's a standard as our Patreon. Been around for a long time, so it's not going anywhere. We have tons and tons of stuff if you want to support us. If you don't want to do your Welshios and Boggios, you can do it over on the Patreon as well. By the way, this bastard over here on the break, I put out the tweet. This is ridiculous. I put out the tweet, and I'm like, hey, I'm going to retweet it from our In This League account. I look, and oh, somehow the In This League Twitter account voted, and Bogman voted, both for $100,000. So you have one.
You're painting me in the worst light.
You are a cheater. You have cheated. And you have one extra vote on this one, so
you're
erroneous.
Like, you're like, give away all of your friends' secrets and then cheat. I didn't even know I was
and you were
on the
keeping
In This
money.
League one.
And you were keeping
yeah,
money
and
from
I'm,
me.
Yeah, and I'm stealing money from you, apparently. Why would you work with me if I'm all these things?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, listen, you
not
cheating.
Like you have a choice now.
You but. Cheating on this candy bar one is over the line. This is where.
This is it? That's the straw that broke the camel's back on In This League is. A candy bar tweet?
It might be. You know what my favorite thing is? When we put out obscure like tweets and like people I've never seen before just like liking it and retweeting it and stuff. And it's like, oh, okay, so that's what got you. That was the thing that hooked you in. Okay, that's really
and
cool, guys.
People don't care about sports at all, and all they care about is candy bars. So.
And you know what? Respect. Total respect. Yeah. So something interesting. Let me know what you think about this. We don't ever talk about hockey because it's just not our wheelhouse. But according to Sportsnet's Elliot Friedman and Chris Johnson, the NHL and the Players Association with the NHL,
the NHL
and the NHLPA are working on a 24-team conference-based playoff setup. So check this out. Previous reports had said that the NHL would play a number of like quote regular season games in some hub cities before launching into a postseason tournament, but it's sounding like the, quote, return to play committee is now embracing for a more creative approach. As outlined by Freeman and Johnson, I'm reading the RotoWire blurb, by the way, there would be this 24-team playoff bracket with the top four seeds in each division. So the East would be like Boston, Tampa, Washington, and Philly, and the West would be St. Louis, Colorado, Vegas, and Dallas. They would all receive byes through the play-in round. And then it would start off with a 16-team best of five opening round. Then after that, it would be best of sevens with those top seeds jumping back in. The teams and players still have to approve the proposal, but there is said to be discussions happening from this on Thursday. I think that
I love this.
Is awesome.
I love it, man. I really, really like it. I mean, and I just a huge tournament would be amazing. I do kind of, do you kind of feel bad for the six teams that just aren't going to play again?
Now, who are those teams, by the way?
I don't the real loser
like
teams.
The loser of losers where hockey's just like, don't worry about it. Set this one up, pal.
They're like, you know what? We're going to call everyone back except for you because you're losers.
Yeah.
So I love this idea. I think this is a fantastic idea for hockey.
I'd watch too, by the way, because I'm just not a big hockey guy. We've always had too
much.
Dude,
I watched NASCAR yesterday. I haven't watched NASCAR in a decade.
Did you really?
And it was on. Yeah, it was on last night. So I was like, okay, I guess I'll watch this. And it wasn't interesting at all. And I didn't care. I was recording some podcasts and it was just kind of on the television while I was doing that. And it was just okay. It felt like, I said this in the GroupMe rooms, and I don't think anyone else watched, but it felt like a Thursday night football equivalent of a race because there were so many cautions. And it was just like half the race was the lead car going out and slowing everyone down and the yellow flags and all that stuff. So it was like a Thursday night football game with a bunch of penalties, basically. But I love this idea. This is a fantastic idea.
This will get me to watch.
Are they going to do the like the self-isolation like Hockey Town deal, or are they going to do just regular home ice advantage by the and all that stuff? By the way, the only team that had been officially eliminated from the playoffs, 31 teams after Vegas. My apologies, by the way. So 7 teams are out. The Red Wings. So the Red Wings, Senators, Sharks, Kings, Ducks, let's see, Devils and Sabres are all
the losers
teams that would be out. Yeah.
And they wouldn't even bother playing. I don't know. I mean, it said originally they were talking about a regular season with hub cities, but I think you still have, I mean, at this moment, you know, Canada and US, they still have a block until July 1st of, you know, no one going over the border, but you know, baseball, I mean, California has already relented and the governor of California has already talked about like, hey, listen, you know, we'd be open to baseball if everything stays normal in June. So I think there would be, they would embrace some type of an agreement. I don't know, though, and it doesn't talk about this. I assume the hub city regular season thing, since things are getting taken out and trying to be more creative, I got to assume they probably just do normal travel, don't you think?
Yeah, if they're waiting until July, why not?
Yeah, you've already taken some teams out of it, and they'd probably have, I assume this is also because they're going to push it a little bit further, so they can do this, so they probably can travel. That's why they would come up with a plan, but I think it's really creative, and I think it's something that, unfortunately, just like the KBO, like, I get excited thinking about it right now, but I don't know if it's long-term sustainable or anything like that, but it's a really cool way to figure out how to make this all work right now. And hockey and basketball are the ones that are, they're kind of in the muck of this. Like baseball, their season hasn't even started, so they can just shorten it and try to keep things normal. These guys where there's a certain amount of games that are left and until the playoffs. I mean, basketball, what was the thing I had in basketball? I completely lost it from earlier. Let me look here, because the NBA, oh yeah.
Yeah, going to Disney World? Yeah.
There's a Disney World, but they're also considering a just shortened 70 game season. So apparently this has to do with like TV deals. It just requires them to have 70 games to fulfill their contract, that instead of, because basketball has been at this point where they wait and then they would come back and then presumably just finish out and everything's later. They're now talking about shaving 12 games off of the actual season. So there'd probably only be like 10 or 12 games to play when they return. And then it would go straight into playoff mode. And it doesn't sound like baseball is talking about doing anything like this, though. I would say basketball should, and I think I said baseball, basketball, I don't believe is looking to do anything like this. They should consider something like this as well. Just cut off those bottom non-lottery or, the lottery-based teams and do something just like this instead of even coming back to a regular season at this point.
That's
why not?
That's definitely been something that they've talked about, but I think what all the teams want, because the playoffs in basketball are just such a long and arduous,
But what's the difference here? They're going to do a 5 game and then a 7 game. What's the difference if hockey does it and they don't?
Well, I don't see any different. And I would probably just skip to the good stuff. You know what I mean? Especially in basketball, because basketball, I feel like, is the sport where you're most likely to transmit corona because of, it's a bunch of sweaty dudes rubbing up against each other for 48 minutes. And, it obviously spread pretty easy from Gobert to Christian Wood to other players. And that was, Gobert might have had it for 3 or 4 days at that point. So I think they should limit as much as they can. But I think the teams really want a ramp up time. They want like 10 to 12 games before the postseason starts. So they kind of want to finish the schedule off, which would just, the NBA probably wouldn't start until the middle of July anyway, if it comes back this year. So it would kind of push everything back. And then Mark Cuban had the idea, and, you know, it's not his idea, but he agrees with whoever's original thought this was, that the NBA should be starting in December from now on. And I think it's a good idea, too, because TV is just such a bigger side of sports now. You know, it's way bigger than it ever has been. So, you know, if you're pushing basketball to, and what Cuban's suggestion was, wasn't just December. He said it should start on Christmas Day. That should be the tip off for the NBA.
That's a great idea. I mean, you and I,
I think it's a really good,
we've always been selfish to everything, but like it is pretty ridiculous how much in competition, and it's a nightmare. It's always been a nightmare for you and I, because as you're trying to do football, like you're losing valuable time where basketball prep is kind of done, and they intersect each other in a really weird way. And basketball also drags on. I don't know. Basketball feels like it drags on a little bit too. So I am all for a late December Christmas Day start of basketball. I think it is a killer idea. And I think, you know, we've talked about how like the NBA itself, we've seen through their NBA fantasy game, they don't even do marketing of their own fantasy stuff until December in that second wave. And they're like, hey, come play, because football.
So why even start before then? You know,
well, it's because they always have. The only difference here is this is why, you know, I've been saying, I just did an interview with Jim Callis over on Prospect One, which people can hear. That one dropped on Friday, and it was kind of talking about some of the mock drafts for the upcoming MLB draft on June 10th and 11th, and going through kind of the tools of players. But we spent about 15 or 20 minutes just talking about the setup and how things are different in the draft. And, you know, I told him, and he agrees to an extent, that the situation that we're in with what's going on, it's an opportunity for sports to kind of pigeonhole ideas they want, and it's easier to push things through. And there are so many things across multiple sports that I think are, this is the opportunity to make it be a permanent change. Like I didn't even know this. I found out, but apparently next year's MLB draft, it's already been agreed that it's going to be 20 rounds. I didn't even hear that or see that.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's not going to be go back to 40, and it's not going to be five. It's already be agreed that it'll be 20, though it could get talked down a little bit. It won't be more than 20. So you just have these situations where
leagues are starting to make sense.
Well, leagues are getting their opportunity bogs. And back to just what you're saying, it's like, this is an opportunity for basketball because of all the craziness. They can justifiably push the season to December for next year. And then they could like it so much that they just make it a permanent thing, something they probably wouldn't have really easily been able to do in any other circumstance.
Yeah, I think maybe the one issue that you're going to have with this is when the Olympics start, because, you know, we've always sent the best NBA players over. And obviously there's a lot of players in the NBA that are representing different countries as well. So I think that might be one of the biggest issues with just starting it in December, but you're not going to have every single player still in the playoffs when the Olympics fires up. I don't think, I could be mistaken, but you know, the Summer Olympics are you know, that's when the, in June and July would be when the playoffs are. So maybe that's the biggest issue that I see, but I think, yeah, who cares? I think it makes sense. I don't, you know. I mean, I like watching the Olympics. It's fine.
You'd only watch curling right now because it's the only thing. That's the only reason you would do that.
It would be just like the NASCAR I just watched, and I would not be into it at all. And it's the same thing, unfortunately, with the KBO. I do like the KBO and everything, but it's on too late, and that's me saying that. And I stay up late every single night of my life. I never go to bed early. So, it's just not something that I can get into. And it was also weird seeing, you know, all the cars going around and around and around, and no one in the stands, not a single person. Why didn't they think of selling out
sex dolls?
Yeah, putting sex dolls in there, of course, or just laying tarp over all of those seats and having advertisements.
I got to tell you, I don't think there is enough discussion in any of these sports of thinking outside the box. I think it's people that are, They're trying to plug the current hole. You know what I'm saying? So like, they're not thinking, there's no forward thinking. There's just like, how can we fix the problem? Because you're absolutely right. If I'm NASCAR and we're getting back and there's no fans in the stands, sell some more advertisements. There are, you know, obviously the smaller companies aren't looking to do stuff, but you're telling me this open opportunity where NASCAR can go, hey, by the way, there's no other sport out there. More people will be watching it than ever. And we have these new opportunities because there's no fans that we are going to put these big tarps up and we're going to sell these, you know, fan sponsorships that are out there. You telling me that you're not going to get teams to buy into that? You are a crazy person. Big companies would want to spend money and everyone's aware of the eyes that are going to be put on it.
Companies buy the name of the race. Why do you think you have the Coca-Cola 600, you know, and all those type of things? I think that it's a fantastic idea. I think there's all kinds of marketing things that we're not thinking of right now. And
Fifth Avenue should be buying a, because this we're going to talk about the results when we come back. I'm very disappointed, and you can take a guess where this is going. Fifth Avenue should be out there. Hershey should buy a Fifth Avenue banner ship in the NASCAR stands for their candy bar, because people apparently forgot how good it is and that you can even get it, or if it has been discontinued. I should write
that
in.
You know what's funny is I don't remember. I mean, I know I've had a Fifth Avenue before because I'm an American, but I remember Fifth Avenue in like the Halloween candy bunch. Do you remember that? Like the little mini Fifth Avenue. It was in like a clear wrapper, and it was a little bit different from the regular candy bar. Like, I think when you get a normal candy bar, you open it up and it's like a mini version of the regular candy bar. But the Fifth Avenue one was just different. It was kind of harder and didn't have a bunch of chocolate on the outside and stuff.
It's all chocolate. That's all Fifth Avenue is. It's chocolate on the outside with like crispy wafer. Like,
I just read it off in the description.
I know. They say, by the way, it has not been advertised since 1993.
There,
but it's still available in some small retailers. This is my Chris McBrien moment. Send me your Fifth Avenue. Like, he couldn't apparently get, what was it, crunch berries?
Sugary cereal. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny because Squirrely Dan is actually a stand-up comedian from Letterkenny, and he has a whole bit about how Canadians are missing out on the cereal that America has.
Yeah. Well, I'm missing out on the Fifth Avenue, and I'm telling Hershey they need to get out there. Let's bring it back. Let's fight the Butterfinger. And NASCAR is the place to do it. Let's have forward thinking. Let's advertise.
You're like, what's his name in Clerks 2? You're bringing it back?
I'm bringing it back, man. I'm bringing it back. Hershey should be out there advertising on NASCAR's place. There needs to be forward thinking. All right. When we come back, we're going to look at the results, which isn't in my favor, and a few more things. Some NFL weirdness with a couple dudes. A couple dudes just being guys, being a little bit weird. So we'll be right back in the seat.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
What is this?
It's In This League.
What? How can we be expected to teach
Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh
to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
In This League
has to be at least 3 times bigger than this.
Welcome back. Final segment, hour two of In This League. You know what that means? That means Bubba's coming up. Bogman, I've told you, I want you to poke that bear. Poke that Bubba bear. Let's get him worked up. Bubba's got great takes. Bubba, he's got some...
You want him to give his Twitter takes?
I mean, he's got some... There's some Welsh in him. You know, like, he'll break out with that just like, I can't take it anymore, and he'll just start going off about stuff. I'm going to take a few of those. I'm just saying, poke around. I know you talk about a story we're going to talk about here in a minute. Update... There's chicanery going on with this voting.
There's no chicanery.
People apparently don't remember. And I don't think there's just a relative.
What did I say before we started this?
There's just not a recency to it because $100,000 though there is not a ton of voting. I'll be honest with you. I'm very shocked that people aren't taking the candy bar takes when we're recording this. But 78% say that $100,000 is the better underrated candy bar. And I just think those are people that haven't had a Fifth Avenue in ever, maybe. But I'll be honest with you. I don't remember what $100,000 tastes like at all.
I have the description here. You want me to read it off to you?
I mean, you can read it off, but...
here we go. Let's see. $100,000 is a candy bar produced by the Ferrero Candy Company, a subsidiary of Ferrero. The candy bar was created in 1964. It weighs 1.5 ounces and includes chocolate, caramel, and crisp rice. The bar contains 201 calories. It is low in cholesterol and sodium, but high in saturated fat and sugar.
Which one is this? $100,000
Slogan is "That's rich." Yes, $100,000. Okay.
That's
rich. I thought there was marshmallow. I guess I'm wrong.
I thought there was too. So, because that sounds like a Fifth Avenue. Fifth Avenue is like the crispy wafer type thing inside of it with peanut butter and chocolate.
Yeah, the consistency is the same for both of them. But the Fifth Avenue, to be honest, if I'm reading off this description, Fifth Avenue sounds better. No,
it is.
Sounds better because it has peanut butter in it.
I feel like you and I should have a candy bar off. We should at $100,000 in person. Well, in person versus the Fifth Avenue. Or maybe we should just both get one and do a video.
Look on Amazon and see if they sell Hershey sells like a sampler pack of all of the lesser known candy bars.
Let's see. Hershey sampler pack. This is a good idea. You know a guy that has a Hershey, don't you?
Oh yeah, I could probably get us hooked up.
Oh, good. Well, let's make it happen.
I'll ask. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't really see any. Let's see, like $100,000 candy bar. Let's see what they've got for $100,000. See, they've got like the bag of minis, and you can get 16 bars for $24, Bogman. So, you know, maybe that Rob's Boggio ITLEO could get you a 16 pack of $100,000 bars. And then let me go back and look at my Fifth Avenue. I mean, unless you can get us hooked up, then.
Yeah, I'll look. I'll look and see. So. Yeah,
they probably got some Fifth Avenue bars hiding in some Office Max somewhere or something like that.
I'm sure. I'm sure they have some.
What
stuff,
is this? Right? This looks gross. Called a Neo, N-E-O-H candy bar, low carb protein and candy bar, a keto snack with lower sugar.
It might as well be a Clif bar.
Well, Clif bars are good.
You remember Zero Bars?
No.
Okay, so this is it's a candy bar composed of a combination of caramel, peanut, and almond nougat covered with a layer of white chocolate fudge. It's outwardly white color, an unusual color for a candy bar, has become its trademark, a Zero Bar.
You know what looks amazing is a Mars bar. I remember the name, but I don't remember them.
You remember Mars bars? I feel like Mars is just chocolate and caramel.
It looks like there's coconut with peanut inside of it.
Really?
Yeah, it looks really good.
I like coconut. A lot of people don't like it.
I do too.
I'm not too picky on candies. I don't like candies a ton. I'm not like, you know, oh, I got to have some candy in the house all the time or anything like that. But I am, you know, I'm not picky. I'll eat pretty much any candy.
You know
bar.
What does
the
not look good?
The only thing that I've had that's gross is like when we were ripping off a podcast that we used to listen to, the Welsh, at my work, and everyone was bringing in different snacks. And someone brought in like these seaweed cracker things.
No, those are the worst things on the planet. Yeah, those are the worst. This I don't think I'm a big fan of. It's called Chunky. And it looks like it's like a silver with little lines. It looks like a lot of others. It looks like a Baby Ruth wrapper.
BBW is definitely out for you.
Yeah, but this is milk chocolate with peanuts and raisins.
Oh,
I mean, it doesn't sound horrible,
but with peanuts and raisins. So I'm not like the biggest raisinette person, but you know, people turn their nose up at them. They're fine.
Yeah,
I chocolate covered raisin. It's hard to ruin stuff with chocolate.
I guess.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, like a chocolate-covered cricket sounds gross.
Yeah, or, you know, chocolate-covered enchilada.
Would you be afraid, would you be scared that you would like one of those, like, chocolate-covered crickets or ants or something?
Well,
would you be afraid to do it?
I'm allergic to ants.
Okay, not ants, so cricket. Like, what would it take for you to eat a chocolate-covered cricket?
Probably not much. I mean, I would try one, to be honest with you. But I just can't imagine liking it, because it doesn't matter how good the chocolate is, you're going to feel that crunch. You know what I mean? when you bite down. You're going to feel that crunch, and you know what it is.
What a sell.
And it's just gross. So
what a sell. All right, so the candy battle, 76% on 100 grand right now. So hit your guy up right now. Text him. Be like, hey, could you hook us up with some 100 grand and Fifth Avenue bars? It's for a job thing. It's for a business.
Yeah, it's for a business. Corporately. Right.
But we'll promote Hershey. You know, we have nothing bad to say about Hershey at all. We're not at all assuming that the chocolate is so unchocolatey overseas that they don't call it chocolate. Bogren, you're like, God damn. That was your mad laugh.
I can't do two things at once. So,
oh, okay.
I'm sending a text now. Why don't you read off, because didn't we get new proposals?
Oh, from? Yeah. Let me pull that back up, because I went away from it. On the break, or 2 days ago, as you guys are listening to this, Jeff Passan reported via Joel Sherman that the PA has delivered its official proposal. And apparently Joel Sherman got some details on it. So I'm going to read off just a couple tweets real quick of what he learned. So in a two-part tweet, and then there's like two more to add. He says the PA sent its response to MLB's health and safety proposal, and the union said its response was wide-ranging and included a testing frequency, protocols for positive tests, in-stadium medical personnel, protections for high-risk players and family, access to pre- and post-game therapies and sanitation protocols. Furthermore, in conversations, this is according to Joel Sherman, in conversations with players and agents, heard that the players were hoping, among many other things, to get the restrictions lifted on the showering issue at stadiums, which we had kind of talked about, especially before going on the road, I guess. I don't know what, I mean, don't they have a shower at home before they go on the road? I don't know what the problem with that is, but okay.
Well, no, because a lot of them on getaway days, you bring your luggage to the stadium and then you leave from the stadium after the game to the airport.
So the players are wanting this stuff to get lifted, and they wanted a lift, which we kind of talked about, on the bans of items like the hydrotherapy pools, which help for recovery. Players also want the test volume increased, they're asking for. So more testing daily would be best to allow even greater comfort and fewer restrictions within the clubhouse and ballpark. So they're saying if everyone gets tested daily, you can justify having the pools open, being able to hit inside the cages and stuff like that. Question will be if MLB can get enough tests without depleting from what is publicly needed to make it happen. This is all according to Joel Sherman. So the union responded. He's got an article up on the NY Post. MLB is going to apparently will send financial info to the PA. This happened on Friday, so we're recording before this has happened. But apparently, there is going to be MLB is sending the financial information to the PA tomorrow, and that is the right order to follow while solving health and safety should be first and most beneficial to getting a deal. So that's all Joel Sherman stuff. So a little bit of info on where baseball stands.
But no money.
Well, he just said the financial. I don't know if he said the financial stuff they're going to send based on all of the restrictions and stuff. Or I think he was assuming that was the PA's counter proposal to the safety regulations, and that MLB on Friday sent to the Players Association the newest financial proposal. So because I think that was the next step was. Baseball was going to send an updated proposal, at least in conversation, because we never actually had, by the way, an official one. It was just owners are going to want players to take a revenue split, but that was actually never sent in a formal offer. This is the formal offer that's sent, and it's essentially the one where baseball is going to be like, here's what we got. Good luck if you want to counter proposal. So this is a big one because this is going to be, are the owners going to have the audacity after everything to still ask for a revenue split?
Yeah. You know, once again, I hate that we just keep beating the drum on this, but it's, they negotiated the contracts in March and now they're changing again. So
yeah.
I don't know, man, it's really strange. I hope this gets settled, but I think that they're going to have to put some type of, the therapy pools and stuff like that. Maybe they just have to be properly scrubbed after every game. But like the guys that go and sit in those ice tubs and the pitchers that have, you know, all that type of stuff on their arm after the game, they're going to need that same stuff.
Yeah.
So You can't ask them to not do it and then not take a shower and then go home and do their own. Like, what, are you going to have an ice pool in your house? You know, I'm sure some of these guys can afford it. And maybe some of these guys even have it already. But you shouldn't be asking them to pay for that stuff out of pocket.
Well, I don't think they're too. They're just saying deal with it. You know,
yeah,
just don't don't do it. But then the players are worried about it. I think baseball, it's logical. You know, if they can increase the testing to daily, they can knock off a decent amount of this stuff. You know, like, you're probably going to have to, guess what? You're going to have to deal with not spitting and not the seeds and stuff like that, but the indoor cages and the therapies and stuff like that, that's really important. That's going to be important overall. So that's what a daily, that's what the daily testing would kind of be a cure for, if you will. It would kind of fix some of that and justifiably be able to take that out of the stuff. All right, we got like,
I think baseball is afraid of the daily testing because of the look.
Yeah, no, it's a bad look, 100%. I mean, that's why they continuously try to keep being like, oh yeah, yeah, you know, we're gonna just use our lab and we're gonna do our own test. But then, you know, you're never gonna get away from 4,000 million people going, well, why don't you take those tests and give it to the public? You know, so that's the battle that baseball is just gonna have to be comfortable with. Is can they produce the amount of tests that's being asked for? And they're just going to have to take the hit, because there will never, everybody will ask that question. If you're making these, why can't we all have them? Not just for baseball, unfortunately.
Okay. I gotcha.
We tease the football thing. Set me up, because we only got about 5 minutes. You and Bubba can pick back up with this, but I don't even remember what the issue was. We actually talked about this in the Black Book, where it was like, for some reason, football has really stepped up their game of football players getting arrested for different things. I know the Quentin Dunbar situation was weird, and it keeps getting weirder. And what the hell is going on with it?
So here's just the synopsis. It's Quentin Dunbar and DeAndre Baker. And the two players are accused of stealing money and watches while holding firearms, according to the arrest warrant. Multiple witnesses allege that Baker ordered another suspect wearing a red mask to shoot an individual who entered during the incident, according to the affidavit. And they have both pleaded not guilty to all 8 charges tied to the incident last week. And those include, armed robbery with a firearm, which is a serious sentence. And also there's weird stuff in here. I mean, everyone is finding all the memes of DeAndre Baker, like pointing a fake gun at people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So everyone's finding those. And then Quentin Dunbar, apparently the 5 people that said that Quentin Dunbar was absolutely there and he had a gun pointed on people and all that stuff have since recanted that Quentin Dunbar was there and are now saying that he was not there and they've never seen him in their entire life, these people. And because of that, The Florida General Attorney's Office is going to look at perjury for these people that said, yes, that's him. That's the guy who held the gun on me. And now all 5 of them are saying no. So you know what that sounds like, the Welsh. It sounds like someone got into their pocket and said, hey, maybe there's 10 grand if you never saw me. You know what I mean? And
so
something
wait,
like that.
Who are they saying Dunbar, is it? Because there's
Dunbar apparently is now... He said he has witnesses that can corroborate.
So what is Baker's role in this?
He held a gun on a bunch of people.
For Dunbar.
No, not for Dunbar. They were both. I think they were both holding. They're not the only 2 involved. I think there was another person. So there was multiple people robbing someone, and 2 of them were NFL players.
So there's a new thing up that says DeAndre Baker's lawyer says they're going to sue Quentin Dunbar's lawyer for a tweet that slandered Baker. So I guess...
Who was that guy thinking?
Mike Greco, which I don't know which lawyer he is, says, if according to the accusers, our client... Okay, so this is Dunbar's lawyer, the guy that Baker's lawyer wants to sue. It says, if according to the accusers, our client Dunbar lost a bunch of money earlier in the week at some gambling party, suggesting he had motive, why did the organizer text Dunbar about not knowing about the prior party and what went down? Answer, because he wasn't there. So then there's a tweet and a text that says, you missed some good money yesterday, bro. Dolphin players, Dre Baker even beat him. We beat him at a 10K on the game, and then it was shooting dice about another 60K out there. So this good is a God. Screenshot of the tweet. Then Greco says, so did the victims, quote, accuse, or did the, quote, victims accuse the wrong guy of robbery, or did they fabricate this motive, just like they did the whole rest of the case. Good thing I can account for Quentin's whereabouts all 3 days prior to the alleged robbery for good measure. So they, Baker's lawyer wants to sue him for protecting his client.
Yeah, it seems like Quentin Dunbar is going to get out of this, whether he was involved or not, and DeAndre Baker might be screwed. And DeAndre Baker was a first-round pick by the Giants just last year.
Was it last year?
Yeah, I don't understand why NFL players get wrapped up in this nonsense.
Listen to this, too. It says, I guess the lawyer for Baker, his name is Patrick Patel, said Patel plans to go after Greco for tens of millions of dollars in a libel slander suit. Patel said a tweet Greco posted Wednesday slanders Baker because it infers he participated in illegal gambling. And Patel said Greco slandered Baker's reputation in the public by inferring that was him in the video. Wow. Talk about this with Bubba. Bubba's going to have some takes here. Weird, weird, weird stuff. That Bogman and Bubba will be talking about here in Hour 3. More football, more in this league action. I'm out of here. Good night now in this league. Hour 3 coming up.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com. Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.